we realise that there is a housing crisis throughout the country. This crisis is exacerbated again in the Guild Act because of the language issue. If we cannot keep the younger population living in the Guild Act, it is going to disrupt that natural acquisition of Irish through intergenerational transfer that's been happening here for generations. So we cannot keep our younger generation here. They are moving away already. They are moving to Australia. They are moving to other countries. Long-term effect of that is the decline of the Guild Act as an entity.
How big a problem is planning insofar as people report they have perhaps a plot of land they've received from a relative, but they can't get permission to build on it? How much is that a factor in this?
Well, it is a factor, especially in some areas of Donegal. You know, one third of the landmass of Donegal is designated a Gaeltacht area. The NRA have rules regarding building close to the N56, for example. So they are continuously refusing to allow planning permission on the N56. The N56 passes through a large portion of the Gaeltacht area. Also, there are rules regarding conservation and there's SACs and all that, especially in areas like Glencolum Kill and on the islands. There need to be a flexibility built into the system as well. It just cannot be rigid. We are all in favour of protecting the environment, but we are also in favour of protecting the indigenous population of these areas so that they can remain stable and keep the young people and keep the local population at home. There's also an added issue in Donegal because of the holiday home market, and a lot of the housing stock has been bought up by outsiders at inflated prices and actually just pricing the local people out of it. I think the Donegal County Council has a role in this, in maybe increasing the levies on holiday homes to make them unattractive, or else supporting local people and local young people so that they'll be able to afford these houses.